Progressive presents, Don't Do It Yourself.
Okay, read me the manual.
Using a Phillips screwdriver, Dwayne did your halba, busy fit sits.
What was that?
Dwayne did your halba, busy fit sits.
This sounds like another language to me.
Okay, maybe we should bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big, then pay someone to do it for us.
Maybe. What's next?
Next, Pony Ostium Pronus Intera.
Was that one Latin?
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, you know, not do it yourself. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Great to have you with us today. Hope you're doing great wherever you might be across this great country. And I want to thank our good friend Jeff Stein from radio station KXEL for filling in over the past couple of days. And so, look, I'm pretty much an open book on this program, and I want to share with you what happened. And it was just one of these weird things. We call them heart hiccups. Many of you know that back in 2005, I had to have open heart surgery. And every now and again, I had, by the way, I had a mechanical heart valve installed. And as a result of that, I have to take some medicines that keep me up and going. And unfortunately, those medicines got out of whack. And long story short, had to spend some time at Baptist Memorial Hospital over the weekend and into this week. And I will say this about our nation's hospital system. We are royally screwed, America. It is absolutely shocking the conditions in the hospitals in this country. And I can only speak to what I saw firsthand, but I was speaking with a number of staff, and they tell me the same story, that the hospital staff are overworked, they are understaffed. And again, over the past couple of days, I saw literally people lined up on gurneys in hallways, and that constituted their hospital room. I mean, it was third world conditions. It's just appalling. But this is what the Biden administration has wrought on our nation. This is what, long story here, this is what Obamacare has wrought on our nation's once stellar medical community. And I, every now and again, I'll get an email or a note from someone, and it's the same story. They say, Todd, you're not going to believe this. We took the family member to the emergency room, and it took them hours upon hours upon hours to be seen, upwards of sometimes 24 hours to be seen in an emergency room. It's just appalling. But the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, that they do not have enough staffing. People don't want to go back to work. People don't want to work in those conditions. And keep in mind that this is the same administration that was cracking down on the medical industry, the healthcare industry, firing nurses who refused to get the vaccine, firing doctors who refused to get the vaccine. And now we're having to live in the consequences and the aftermath of all of that. So anyway, I want to thank the staff who got me up and back to normal. And it's good to be back here with you today. I am curious about the grocery stores in your communities. And I'm curious to know whether or not you are beginning to see the food shortages. Because you need to listen up very closely. The food shortages are coming, America. And it's just a matter of time. If they have not already hit your community, they will very, very soon. But a lot of people are suffering. A lot of people don't have, especially young moms, they don't have formula. They can't find formula. I mean, there are many states around the nation where people can no longer find baby formula. And that's leaving a lot of moms wondering what to do. And, you know, our program here is about solutions. Our program here is about finding a solution to the problems we are facing. And we're going to open up the phone lines today because we have a lot of old timers. You know, a lot of in the TV and the entertainment industry, a lot of people shove aside the old timers. If you're over, I don't know, 55, they don't care about you. They really don't. They want the younger, more hipper, more attractive, more cooler, more woke audience. And they really don't care about the so-called old timers. But the old timers are about to become very important in this country. And I want to explain why. Cut number 8, please.
5 states, including Texas and Tennessee, have less than 50% of formula available. And with supplies running low in 25 other states and here in D.C., the dwindling supply has many parents worried. We get more now from CBS's Janet Chamlian.
Empty shelves across the country, and some retailers are limiting purchases to prevent hoarding. Baby formula last November was 11% out of stock nationwide. Then it got worse, 31% by early April, and most recently, jumping to 40%.
All right, so here's where all you old timers come in. A lot of moms are out there, a lot of these new moms. They don't know what to do, and you do. Some of you out there have been through this in the past, and you know you've got a solution. If you can't go and buy your formula at the grocery store, what do you do? If you have not already started to plant a garden and to make sure that you are going to be able to provide food on your table, you need to go ahead and do that. And there are a lot of people out there who have lived through some very difficult times. You might remember the 1970s when the economy was in the toilet again, and a lot of people were not able to afford a lot. So there are old timers out there who might have some suggestions on what you can do. What do you need to plant? When do you need to plant it? How do you prepare? What about canning food? Because the food shortages aren't coming here, folks. And this is not some sort of an advertisement for anything. I'm just telling you, things are not looking good. I was at the market just the other day, and last week, actually. And there were, you know, some of the shelves were bare. It's hard to find things that you would normally want to be able to find. And sooner or later, that's going to hit very hard, and it's probably coming this summer. And there's really nothing anybody at this point can do about it. We're going to have to suck it up, and we're going to have to help each other through this difficult time. But it's a mess out there, and the good news here is this is great news for the Republicans because people, they're not out there marching in the streets by the hundreds of thousands over whether or not you can kill your unborn baby. You know what they are protesting? They're protesting those gas prices. By the way, here in Tennessee, we are now at an all-time high. And this is all blamed on Joe Biden. I mean, he's the guy that did this. And they've got no solutions. Even CNN understands what's going on. Cut number 9, please.
Yeah, it is number 1 for most people. And you know what? The buck stops here. The buck stops with the president. So if you ask people, what's the most important issue? Economy, 50%, far and away the most. You ask people, okay, how much is Joe Biden's policies helping or hurting? 55% of Americans say his policies are actually hurting. Hurting. That's insane. Whose views are you closer to on the economy? The Republicans have a double-digit advantage on that. So if you have a double-digit advantage on the biggest issue, it's not much of a surprise if you look at the generic congressional ballot, who's favored on it. Well, we asked, CNN did a very interesting thing where we essentially asked it post and pre that Supreme Court leak that could, in fact, you know, overturn Roe v. Wade. And what actually happened was, although the change was within the margin of error, Republicans actually had a larger advantage post the leak than pre the leak, which I don't think is what most Democrats were hoping for. They were hoping that, you know, voters would say, oh, my God, you know, abortion rights are in trouble in this country. But that was not what happened. Republicans have a leak.
No, and this is fascinating. And this says a lot about the moral status of the country, where an overwhelming overwhelming majority, and you just heard CNN share their numbers, where an overwhelming number of the voting population says, yeah, we get it, but you know what? We don't think that's a bad thing. We don't think it's a bad thing to overturn Roe v. Wade. But I don't think that's the overarching issue here. It goes back to Bill Clinton, William Jefferson Clinton, going up against Ross Perot and George H.W. Bush. It's the economy, stupid. That's what this is all about. It's the economy, stupid. So look, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines. Maybe some of you have suggestions. We've got a lot of farmers out there. You can explain what's happening out on the farm. A lot of truckers out there. The price of diesel is skyrocketing. That's going to have an impact. And we're taking your calls if you just have a regular garden in the backyard. What do you suggest? What are your recommendations to help our fellow Americans through this upcoming, this looming food shortage? 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number here, 844-747-8868. Now, our website is up and running. We have all sorts of great news and information for you, toddstearns.com. You can also download our awesome podcast. It is free of charge, and we have it on multiple platforms. We'll be right back, America.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Friends, since November of last year, the stock market has plummeted, but gold has been on the rise. Gas prices are insane. The stock market extremely volatile. Inflation is even worse than it was last year, and now we have a war with Russia and Ukraine that could spread to the rest of the world. The markets do not like instability. The good news, you have options. Gold prices are rising as investors turn to gold for protection. Gold provides a hedge against inflation and protects against a weakening dollar. Legacy Precious Metals is the only company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You need an investment that will protect your wealth and retirement. Be proactive while there's still time. Remember 2008? Those invested in gold saw huge gains while others lost their retirements. Legacy Precious Metals can advise you on all of your options for investing in gold and silver. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals, 866-528-1903, or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com. So Breitbart says that grocery store prices are up almost 11%. That is the most in nearly 42 years, everybody. That's before Grace and Grace's parents were even born. Jeez aloo. This is insane. Hamburger meat, baby food, chicken, bacon, soup, and coffee. And we've actually got the list here. This is, by the way, consumer prices for April, worse than expected, 8.3%. And the list goes on and on and on here. So it's, folks, I'm telling you, this is the perfect storm that is about to impact the nation. And you better start getting, you should have already been getting ready, but now is the time to get ready. Get ready. Get this. Ground beef up 14.8%. Steaks, nobody can afford steak anymore, 11.8%. If you're going to get yourself some milk, that's up 15.5%. Coffee, up 13.5%. And if you're going with a lunch meat, if you want a good old King Cotton bologna sandwich, up 14.4%. Let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Mike in Salem, Oregon, listening to us on KYKN. Mike, welcome to the program. What's on your mind today?
Well, first, thank you for letting me come on the show.
Glad to do it, Mike.
Well, what's on my mind? You asked what you should grow in your garden, and you're going to laugh. I don't know. Let me introduce myself first. I'm chair of Marion County Republicans. I own one of the most popular barbecue joints in town, one of the most popular burger joints. And years ago, my son ended up on Doomsday Preppers. We're talking I don't know, 10, 12 years ago. And we still get hate from it because we were prepping to, we prepped to survive in this kind of situation.
So you're one of these preppers, and so you do all the preparing just in case something happens.
We try to be prepared. We're not the best at it, but on our farm, it's 23 acres. We have, I don't know how many chickens running around here, but chickens are good because there's eggs, and we get fresh. I mean, our chickens are laying 2 to 3 dozen eggs a day, so we're selling them.
All right, let's put him on hold. I don't know what just happened there. Let's figure that out, and we'll try to get Mike back with us. But it sounds like I don't hope nothing happened. But he is prepared in the event something does happen. Mike, give us a call back. Not sure what was going on there. But to his point, you know, you sit and you watch these TV shows and everybody laughs at the folks for preparing for whatever is going to happen. And it may or may not happen, but you want to be prepared. And I don't think people are laughing now. And especially, and I feel horrible for these newborn moms out there. They've got the little babies. They don't know where to find the formula and they don't know what's going on. Let's go to Jim in Maine on WLOB, the Big Lobster. All right, Jim, what's happening in your area?
What's up, Todd, man? I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
So, Maine, two things me and my wife did. Probably about 4 or 5 years ago, we spent about $3,000, and we bought a year's worth of freeze-dried food for 4 people. And we just have it stashed away. It's like a little insurance policy. The second thing we did was, last year, we have a beautiful second home up in northern Maine, and we met some wonderful farmers up there in Springfield, and we bought a half a cow. So we split a cow with another couple, and it's a lot up front, but we still have all that meat in our freezer. And those two things, you know, we feel okay about that. We're not doomsday preppers, but we said, you know what, let's just have a little bit of insurance, you know?
I like that approach to it. And again, for me, not having any coffee, that would be an apocalyptic event, Jim. But but you got to be prepared for these kinds of things.
Yep. Well, last week we went to a few grocery stores, Sam's, Shaw's, a few things up here, and there was no chicken at all. You could buy Tyson frozen chicken. I think they're forcing us in to the frozen bites. But there was no chicken. A few days later, I went back, and there was kind of some gray chicken. It wasn't like, it didn't look so good.
Oh, that's disgusting. It's old chicken, man. Old chicken. Well, so Jim, keep us updated because, again, this is happening all over the country, and we appreciate the call. Folks, to that point, West Palm Beach says that the food banks are actually running low on food. At that point, what happens? You better wake up. When those food banks run out of food, what do you think is going to happen? You've seen the smash and grab robberies. That's going to start happening down at the Piggly Wiggly. That's going to be happening down at the Winn-Dixie. People are just not it's going to get insane in this country. That's what's going to happen. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, look, we've got some great guests coming up on the program today. Senator Marsha Blackburn is going to drop by. Also, my hat is off to Congressman Chip Roy. This guy is out there fighting for all of us and demanding that our fellow Republicans actually be held accountable when it comes to fiscal responsibility. Last night, the House of Representatives passed a $40 billion, $40 billion with a B dollar spending bill designated, we think, for Ukraine. But the reality is we don't know because not a single person was able to read the bill. Now, we're going to be posting a list of every Republican who voted for this nonsense, and you need to be calling your elected leaders. We're going to put up on the website. You need to be calling your elected leaders and finding out, especially if they're Republicans, why in the world they voted for $40 billion to be spent without reading a single piece of the bill. Somebody needs to start holding these Republicans accountable. If they're going to go squirrely, if they're going to go squishy on the culture issues of the day, can we at least agree that Republicans should be fiscal conservatives? Is that too much to ask the modern day Republican Party? Got to take a break. We're going to get to your calls. We have Janice in New Orleans, Tom in Salem, Oregon, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Hi, I'm Todd Starnes. You know, I really enjoy taking vitamins, but I hate swallowing all of those pills. But that's just how it's been since the 1930s. There's just one problem, though. Studies show taking supplements in pill form don't work all that well. You don't absorb most of the nutrients, and vitamins you can't absorb are a waste of money. And that's why I've made the switch to Healthy Cell. Healthy Cell is the next generation of dietary supplements, a delicious-tasting ingestible gel. It's like eating a blueberry dessert. And Healthy Cell gives me more than 165% more absorption than pills. My favorite is the Healthy Cell REM Sleep Packs. I take one of those gel packs before I hit the bed, and lickety-split, I'm sleeping like a baby. So take my advice. Switch to Healthy Cell and fuel your brain and body with great-tasting nutrition. Visit HealthyCell.com, and my listeners get an exclusive 20% off your entire first order at HealthyCell.com. Use code Todd at checkout. So Gene writes in on the Twitter, at Todd Starnes, if you want to follow us there. We're the blue check mark, Todd Starnes. She says, Todd, I got a locking gas cap today. Since gas prices are so high, you never know who might be out trying to siphon your gas. You know, this is a brilliant idea. Gene says, my car has a locking door, but this is extra protection. Maybe address this on your show. Gene, we just did. Thank you for that brilliant. You see, this is why, Grace Baker, I love our audience, because they're engaged. They've got great ideas. They've got life hacks, or in this case, food shortage hacks, gas hacks.
Who needs HGTV when you got us?
Who needs Google when you've got the Todd Starnes radio program?
We've got our own search engine. It's called our phone line.
There you go. Or our social media pages. All right, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Janice, our good friend in New Orleans. All right, Miss Janice, talk to me.
Yes, Todd, that gentleman that you spoke to a few moments ago. There was a time that I would have thought he was an idiot and a goofball. But looking at it at this moment in my life, no, those people back in the day, prepping is not a new thing. People have been working on these projects for some time now. And looking at it, I told my husband that the other day. I said, what may seem ridiculous at one point, because you don't think it could ever happen or anything, I said, those people were smart people. They really were. For war, look what's happening in Ukraine, hurricanes, there are various reasons why I can see why it would be good to prepare as they have been doing. And when it comes to what's happening in our world today, I will admit that some of the things that are happening are Biden's fault. I mean, you know, with the Keystone Pipeline and our gas prices going up and everything. But, you know, I'm looking at everything as a whole. What's up is down, what's down is up, what's bad is good, what's good is bad. The famine, possible famine, pestilence, all the things, the COVID, all the things that are happening in our world. Now, in the Bible, I do not perceive to understand everything in that Bible. I don't. But I do know there is a part in there that speaks of the tribulation and apocalypse and all these things that are supposed to happen before Jesus Christ steps his foot on this earth again. And we are not going to be able to change some of these things. No man is going to be able to change what the Bible says is going to happen. So I don't really know for sure what's going on. But I just know it seems strange to me, an uptick in earthquakes and then what's happening with the food and everything. It's really strange, you know?
And
people think about.
And Miss Janice, we had this crazy video from over in China where the sky across a good chunk of that country just turned blood red. It's just a very, they say it's a random occurrence, but it does have people wondering, wait a second, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. Especially when you factor everything else into this. And my concern, Miss Janice, is that this country has not experienced famine since the 1930s, the Great Depression. And I do fear for the stability of the country should something like that happen, especially if the food banks start running out of food.
Yeah, I know. It's a very, very bad thing. It really is. But like I said, yeah, Biden's responsible for some of it. But God has some sort of a plan in the Bible there. It speaks about it. And there are things I'm afraid that unfortunately are going to happen, I guess.
You know where I'm going, Miss Janice. I'm coming to your house. If there's a famine, I'm coming because you folks in New Orleans know how to cook anything.
No, I don't know how to cook anything. I really don't. There are a lot of things I don't eat and that I have eaten, and it's not exactly like that. I do have a can of tea mix, though. I put my water in my mug and put the tea mix stir it up, and it's very, very good.
Miss Janice,
you have a good day.
Right. You too. Oh my goodness. All right, that's Plan B is Miss Janice's house in the event the country goes south. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. Let's go to Tom in Salem, Oregon on KYKN. And by the way, Tom, you never know what's going to happen on this show.
Yeah. It's great to hear from you again. We went through in the 80s in storage and the inflation and like you say, late 70s. And, people were stocking on silver. But also dry goods. And actually, we still have some, a whole bunch, actually. Wife tried to get me to toss it away, but from the 80s, it's all vacuum-packed beans and cornmeal and all kinds of dry stuff. But we also got some of the more recent freeze-dry foods, and those look a little tastier.
Well, go ahead.
Is freezers. We have two large freezers because we used to have our own raise our own beef and then take it, have the mobile butcher come in and then pick it up, from the butcher shop. And we still have some of that beef and some of it's probably 3-4 years old, but it's frozen. And I'm starting to use some of that just because the price of beef that's out.
Is that right? And how does it taste? Does it taste okay?
Yeah, well, yeah, and I season it up maybe a little bit more.
Oh, okay. Well, I understand. All right.
A1 sauce, But
A1 will cover a multitude of sins. So,
but,
all right.
Yeah, no, stock up, and we have our own wood stove, and we're on a spring, so.
Oh, you're set.
Just one last tip. I used to shoot squirrels out here. They used to dig holes underneath foundations. It causes a problem. But now I thought, I'm going to lay off because that could be a food source. So you never know.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I may have to go vegan if we get down to the squirrels, Tom. I don't know. All right, Tom, God bless you. Thanks for the call. And I'm curious, Grace, our guy that called in from KYKN who said he owned the big popular barbecue joint in town. And I was trying to work the conversation back around, and then we lost connection.
Well, yeah, I wonder if he's struggling with.
Well, it's probably lunchtime, and
that's true. That's true.
You never know. But anyway, if he calls back, find out what that place is, because we're heading to Salem sometime later this year.
Yes, this is true.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. All right, let's go to Texas. Victoria on the line. Victoria, I understand you have some guidance on canning stuff.
Yeah. Hi, Mr. Starnes. Can you hear me okay?
You're loud and clear, Victoria.
Okay, good. Yes, we live on about 11 acres. We have three young boys, so we grow a huge garden. So lots of tomatoes, lots of things, and we love to can at our house. And this is 1 year where I am having a lot of trouble finding cans, lids, and the rings to go on them. So, you know, it used to be my local Tractor Supply would have tons of them, or Walmart would have tons of that stuff. I go there, one or two cases is what they have. And then I've tried ordering online, which today I was successful, but you have to do it constantly because there's just not enough. So the canning supplies, the citric acid, all of that you need, those are running low too.
You know, Victoria, it used to be where mason jars were not meant for drinking iced tea. They were actually meant for canning stuff. So
Exactly. No, we can't. You know, when I go there for any little thing, I just grab what I can get because those are just, I've never had this problem before.
Now, so, you sound pretty young, Victoria. So have you been, how long have you been canning and doing that kind of stuff?
I've been doing it for about 10 years. Yeah, we do blackberries, tomatoes, green beans, all of that.
Was there a reason why? Is that something you grew up with or you watched a show on television?
My husband's aunt, who I'm very close to, she's a prepper. And she got me started about 10 years ago and she taught me everything I need to know. And so that was just wonderful that she has taught me all of that. And also another tip, just to let you know, just in case things come down to where we need to start bartering without, you know, there's no money and we need to barter. I've also taken on like collecting alcohol and cigarettes. I don't know if that's such a good idea.
Is that right?
So,
and this is fascinating.
Well, the funny part about it is, you know, thanks to you always advertising for Liberty University, well, I decided to go back to school and get my master's degree in health and wellness and nutrition. But it's kind of funny that I'm the nurse getting my master's in health, wellness, and nutrition, but I'm the one collecting alcohol and cigarettes.
That's fantastic. And so in the event that it all, you know, goes to pot, you know, you're going to be able to, you know, trade something for, you know, a pack of smokes.
Exactly.
Oh, that's fascinating. Well, you know, it's and again, it's you laugh at this, Victoria, but the reality is when you see where inflation is going right now and you see the supply chain issues, we are on the verge of a full-blown war. I mean, we're already fighting a proxy war against the Russians. I mean, this could all go south very quickly. And when it does, the only people that are going to be okay are folks like you and your family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're working hard. We don't want to get crazy. We don't want to live this every day in despair. But at the same time, we don't want to be foolish and sit around and do nothing.
Interesting. So, and you're absolutely right. And that's the positive, hopeful approach is, you know, be prepared in the event something happens. And when you see some of the language coming out of Congress these days, even from Democrats, it is a reason for you to order those extra cans and to get ready because they know what's coming. They know what's about to happen.
They know exactly what's coming. We need to be prepared. I mean, we're still social people. We go out, we homeschool our kids, but we're social in the community. But we want to be prepared because I've got three little guys at home and they don't know hunger. I don't know hunger.
Well, you sound like a great mom and a great family. Victoria, I want you to do us a favor. Call us back. You know, keep us updated. Maybe give some ideas, you know, down the road because this is not going away. And really appreciate your guidance there on the farm. All right, Victoria from Texas.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling in, our farm correspondent. All right, hang tight, folks. We're going to the phones, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
You've known in your gut something was not right about the 2020 election. Well, you're right, and here's the proof you've been waiting for. In Dinesh D'Souza's explosive new documentary, 2000 Mules, you'll see the jaw-dropping evidence of exactly how the Democrats pulled off the biggest heist in American history. Drawing on meticulous research from election integrity group True the Vote, 2000 Mules uses both cell phone geo-tracking data and video evidence to uncover a massive network of illegal ballot trafficking in all five key swing states. enough election fraud to change the outcome of the 2020 election. Thousands across America attended the nationwide theatrical release. Now you can watch from the comfort of your home. Watch on any device with a web browser. Gather friends, family, and skeptics alike, but don't miss it. See the movie that President Trump calls a real blockbuster. Go to salemnow.com to watch today. That's salemnow.com. Salemnow.com, sponsored by Salem Media Group. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. We're a radio show for ultra MAGA people, not just regular. Well, yeah, we like the regular MAGA people, but we're really all about the ultra MAGA people. We'll get to that more in the next hour. I do want to get to some of your phone calls, though. Let's go to Ruth Ann in Salem, Oregon, on KYKN. Hi, Ruth Ann. What's on your mind?
Hello. Yes, I did want to make one comment about the hospitals. Last year, my husband was in the hospital for 2 months. He lost a second leg. And the attention was, well, I felt so sorry for the staff, because one day we had one of that, the assistant nurse, one covering six beds, and my husband finally decided he didn't want to eat any longer. He had been praying to go for some time. And so I don't know how much they contributed to it, because we didn't get any therapy. We couldn't get him out. We couldn't get home care. We couldn't get anything. So it was a terribly hard time. Anyway, I want to say about, I raise a big garden, and I want to make two recommendations to anybody who's going to start doing it if they haven't been doing it. Number one, you need probably two freezers. And you may have to be sure you have a generator. We had an ice storm last year that just about wiped out our freezers. It didn't quite wipe mine out, fortunately. And the other thing is, don't raise things you won't eat. Don't take advice from other people. You know what you will eat. And if you won't eat frozen squash, don't put that in your freezer.
Yeah, I'm not doing the cauliflower, Ruth Ann. That's just right off of my list. No, yeah. Cauliflower.
Right.
So.
Fresh cauliflower, fine. I don't want any frozen cauliflower. I have zucchini in my freezer, and I've never used any of it. Mm. It's just a waste. So Ruth, you want to know what you can use.
Good advice, yeah. Ruth Ann. Yes.
And at the bottom of your freezer, your things like my blueberries and raspberries and stuff like that stay good for 2, 3, 4 years.
Oh, wow. Oh, well, that's good to know.
And I've taken it out where it looks just exactly like when I put it in.
Mm. Ruth Ann, great advice, and thank you. And we're going to be coming to Salem. We'll tell you folks more about that. By the way, Adam's Rib Smokehouse. Oh, that's very clever. Adam's Rib Smokehouse. If the food tastes as great as those photos look, we're going to be there, Grace, and that may be where we have to camp out. But their slogan is, on the sixth day, God created ribs, Genesis 2:21. I love it. All right, let's go to Tom, Gainesville, Georgia. WDUN wants to weigh in on people stealing gas. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Well, good afternoon. Well, actually, your time is good morning. Yeah, I heard some caller call in about buying locking gas caps, which is a great idea. You know, somebody's going to mess up the door when they try to pry that open, of course. But around here, I understand that there's a lot of criminals that are sliding on their back up underneath some of the cars and buses, and they punch a hole in the gas tank and drain it out that way.
Is that right?
Yeah, and that's far more expensive to repair. Even the churches around here, since we've had the Biden fuel increase, they've had to park their buses, their church buses, and all their vehicles up in the front parking lot where it's quite visible because these guys are just after it. I mean, it's hard to store fuel in a gas tank. I mean, in a portable can anyway. And, you know, that's quite dangerous.
It is. Tom, appreciate the call. And, folks, you gotta look out for stuff like that. That's insane. Bare shelves Biden. That's what they're calling them. All right, let's go to Kevin in Maine, WLOB. Kevin, we got about 35 seconds.
I wanted to talk to you about foraging for mushrooms and growing mushrooms. There's one called Chicken of the Woods. It actually tastes like chicken. And also, raising rabbits is a really cheap way to get into things, and you can raise meat with them. They're really low in fat, so you'll have to have another source of fat, but really, raising rabbits is a great way to go to keep meat on your table.
I can't kill Bambi, Kevin. I just can't do it. I can't. I think of that poor, sweet little Bambi. But then again, if you're hungry, a little bunny burger might be the way to go. I don't know.
Well, they're cheap to raise. That's the thing.
Well, there you go. And that's a great point. Kevin, we got to skedaddle. Thanks for the hack. And folks, thank all of you. I mean, this is great advice. I hope a lot of you folks were taking some notes. If not, you can go back and listen to the podcast. It's a freebie over at toddstearns.com. Oh, you're not going to believe this. A weather guy under attack right here in Memphis, Tennessee. We're going to talk to you about that. And also, Senator Rick Scott is on the warpath. He wants Biden to resign. We'll be right back. The fight for the unborn is raging in our country. An unprecedented leak from the Supreme Court indicates Roe v. Wade is on the brink of being overturned. During this critical time, a new movie is about to be released. The award-winning film, The Matter of Life, cuts through the rhetoric and hatred and exposes the real issues surrounding the plight of the unborn. The Matter of Life will be in theaters nationwide for 2 nights only, May 16th and May 17th. If you care about protecting the unborn, this is a movie you will not want to miss. Go to fathomevents.com now to reserve your tickets for a theater near you for May 16 or 17 and have your own life transformed as you watch The Matter of Life. That's fathomevents.com. There's a battle taking place in America. Whether you are pro-choice or pro-life, you need to watch this film.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So the whole staff has been giving me the what for over the last few moments of what was a perfect first hour to start the program.
Listen, Todd, we got to keep you honest here. We can't let your head get too big,
so we got to correct you when needed. We had a guy from Maine talk yes. about how, you know, if it comes down to it and you can't get a cheeseburger, you know, you got to raise rabbits.
You got to kill rabbits.
Let's be real here.
We're not just raising rabbits. We're killing
so them. So I said that I would not be able to eat a bunny burger because of Bambi, but you are...
Listen.
I saw you guys laughing over there.
I know that you don't like Disney very much, so probably... Have you ever even seen the movie Bambi?
Yes, I saw Bambi back when Disney had not gone woke.
Okay.
And back when Disney knew there were little boys and little girls and... That was it.
Well, let me say that Bambi was a little bit graphic for a kids' movie, but anyway, besides that...
It's a reality check. Kids need to know, you know what? If you walk out onto the street in Memphis, you're going to get gunned down.
Oh, wow. I don't know if that's the image they were trying to convey.
Oh,
but...
sorry. I just mixed the stories. My apologies.
But anyway, Thumper is the rabbit. Bambi is the deer. Thumper, like thump, 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 thump.
Oh, you know, here's the thing. I don't know why, with the modern day Disney, I'm not sure a character named Thumper is something a child should be watching.
Wow.
I don't know what that means, but it just doesn't sound very good.
Bambi could identify as a rabbit.
So Bambi's the deer.
It's the deer.
And Thumper's the rabbit.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Correct.
Do they have like an interspecies thing going on?
No,
or was that...
they're just friends.
Well, that's what they always say.
They're just friends.
By the way, what are you eating? It's the lunch hour. That is not a hot dog. It doesn't smell
turkey
like a hot dog.
Turkey hot dogs.
A what?
Turkey hot dogs.
A turkey hot... What is that?
It's a hot dog, but instead of beef, it's turkey.
No, the turkey doesn't look like that, though. Turkey
well, neither
is not,
does beef.
Turkey is not tubular.
Neither is beef.
No, but yes, beef hot dogs, they're in a casing. They're a sausage.
Well, this that is like a sausage, too.
That's an unnatural look for the turkey. Listen. That's all I'm saying. Is it any good?
It's fine. It's listen.
You got to dunk
we
it.
We were talking
mustard.
About these college kids coming out, you know, with their first jobs, and they think they're going to be eating I don't know, caviar for lunch. Sorry, you're going to be eating turkey hot dogs. And producer Kyle over here, he has some crackers. So he put a piece of the turkey hot dog on it and dipped it in mustard. And he's like,
you guys,
eating it.
You guys make good salaries. You should be able to eat an all-beef
hot dog.
We're
very hungry.
Good Lord, help us all.
I'll put it on the live show blog. Donate to Grace's Lunch Fund.
By the way, if you're at the Kroger, don't get the discount sushi.
Yeah, we all know that besides you, Todd.
Fair warning.
All know that besides you.
All right, I just want to make sure everybody's aware.
You had to learn the hard way.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll carry on with lunch. Welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Program, everybody. Good to have you with us today. Hour two. Now, I want to talk about a little issue we've been dealing with here in Memphis that has become national. Have you heard about our meteorologist here? The guy's name is Joey Sulipec, and he's born and raised in Memphis. He's been on the air at Fox 13 for years, and everybody just loves this guy. You know, we have great weather guys here in the Memphis area, mainly because we have a lot of weather here. So with the tornadoes and the blizzards, and then you've got the shootings on the interstate. So anyway, we've got great weather guys and gals. And so anyway, Sulipec is a passionate Memphis Grizzlies fan, and he was very upset the other day in one of the playoff games with a member of the Golden State Warriors who was, quite frankly, acting like a jerk face. But instead of calling him a jerk face, he called him another word for a Neanderthal, which is a knuckle dragger. Now, we have a newspaper in Memphis. It's called the Commercial Appeal. It is owned by Gannett, the national newspaper chain. And one of their sports reporters got on this story and basically accused the weather guy of being a racist. The reporter his name is Evan Barnes, and he's a carpetbagger. So he's from, I think, California and came here and, you know, trying to make a name for himself by trying to take out some white meteorologist. I mean, that's basically the gist of it. And, of course, now it's all you know what is broken loose. And the guy has been suspended. I guess he's been taken off the air. The Fox 13 is investigating, and it's a big mess. Now, here's the good part of this story. The citizens of Memphis are rising up against the cancel culture mob. And you've got a lot of black people in this town who are standing up and saying, well, wait a second. Knuckle dragger is not a racist term. Nobody thinks that. So it seems to me if you actually think knuckle dragging is a racist term, then you probably have an issue with racism yourself. That's my estimation here. But I feel bad for this guy because people are, you know, he's being attacked in the national media. You've got Steve Kerr, and that's the head coach of the Golden State Warriors. And that guy is a, what's the correct, the biblical word for blank hole? That's what he is. Another far leftist jerk face. And look, I don't have a problem if you're a leftist. I don't have a problem if you're a liberal, but that doesn't mean you have to be a jerk face or a knuckle dragger. So you've got this reporter out to claim his scalp, and that's what this cancel culture mob does. So poor Joey Sulipec, all he wants to do is let you know when you need to get in the basement and take the position in case the tornado's coming. That's what he wants to do. He's got a great wife, got a great family. He's a good Christian man. He's not a racist. Now, you've probably seen this. It was in the New York Post just yesterday. They're saying, oh, knuckle dragging is racist trope. You know, that's a load of hooey, and it's not even grade A hooey. So I own KWAM, the news talk radio station in Memphis, and my radio station is the only one standing up and defending this guy. Now, we're getting all of these messages from other journalists in the area saying, man, way to go. We sure do appreciate you standing up for Joey. But they're afraid to say that publicly because they don't want the mob coming after them. But you know what? We don't care here at the Mighty 990 KWAM. We wear our big boy pants to work every single day. And our staff is taking a stand, a very public stand, in defense of Mr. Sulipec, the meteorologist. But it's shameful because we're not talking about Chris Cuomo or one of these, or Bill O'Reilly. We're not talking about one of these big national celebrities who's got more money. They've got more money than God. We're talking about a local market weather guy who loves the Memphis Grizzlies. Now, Mr. Solopek has apologized. He deleted the tweet, and then he deleted his account. And if I'm looking for any wrongdoing here, it's that Mr. Solopek apologized and he deleted his Twitter account. There's absolutely no reason for that to happen. None whatsoever. Because they don't want an apology. This cancel culture mob, they don't want an apology. They want your scalp. They want your head on a platter. And I don't know who this Evan Barnes dude is. He's one of these, I don't know, flash in the pan guys. I don't know. Don't know anything about him, except that what he did is despicable and cowardly. And we're calling him out on it. And we're calling out the Commercial Appeal, which is owned by Gannett, and chances are they own the newspaper in your town. Now, here's the deal. I've recommended our own cancel culture movement. You know what? If they're not going to apologize to this weather guy, if they're not going to retract their awful, awful insinuations and accusations, then I say that you cancel your subscription to the Commercial Appeal. But there's just one problem. I don't think anybody in this town actually subscribes to that newspaper. I mean, it's horrible. They've had to sell their building. They've had to downsize. They're having to lay off all these reporters. And I don't even know if they actually have professional journalists in the building anymore. I mean, it's really appalling what the woke philosophy of the Commercial Appeal has done. They've destroyed a once great newspaper in this town. And that's sad. But all I can tell you is that people like that don't deserve to be in business. They don't. And we're going to call them out. I'm going to call them out every single day here on this radio program. But this is nuts. And I hope that things work out well. The Fox affiliate here is owned by Cox Communications. And I hope they haven't gone woke over at company headquarters over there. But this guy could lose his job, all because he's a passionate Grizzlies fan. And by the way, he wasn't wrong. I mean, he really was not wrong about what he said. Was that Draymond Green? Is that who he was talking about? Yeah. So anyway, that's what's happening here. The lesson, you got to stand up to the mob. You got to do it. And if you're here in Memphis, Tennessee, we'll stand up alongside of you. We'll fight tooth and nail with you here on KWAM, the radio station that I own and I'm proud to own. We have a great staff here. And they're not afraid. I'm telling you, you know, Fox 13 should have told Evan Barnes to stick it out his blowhole. That's what they should have done. But they didn't. You know, they've got to answer to their corporate overlords. But in this case, I am the corporate overlord. So there you go. All right. 844-747-8868. We're going to stay on top of this story, and we're going to hopefully get this guy out of hot water. Let's just hope we can do that. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. We're going to go to the phones. A lot of you wanting to weigh in on this insane gas prices. Also, Senator Rick Scott now calling for President Biden to resign. We'll tell you all about that coming up next.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Well, our good friend Mike Lindell is back at it again. Hello, everybody. I'm Todd Starnes. Mike Lindell not only created the best pillow, but now he's created the best towel in the world. That's right. Mike Lindell found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft but actually work. And they're all made with USA cotton. They come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. Get this, folks. You're going to get a six-piece set, two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths made with USA cotton, soft yet absorbent. Normally $109.99, now just $39.99. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Just enter the promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 for these great radio specials. That's 800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS. All right, I want to play some audio from Senator Rick Scott from Florida just a few moments ago. saying that President Biden needs to resign from office over this insane inflation. Let's take a listen.
Senator, you called the president incoherent, incapacitated, confused, mentally unfit. You said he doesn't know where he is half the time, and he should resign. A reporter asked the president about that. Listen to his response.
Today, anticipating your remarks, he said, and I'm just quoting here, that the best thing, most effective thing Joe Biden can do to solve the inflation crisis he created is resign.
I think the man has a problem.
He's now saying you have the problem. What's your response?
Well, look at what his accomplishments. It's the opposite. I mean, we're in horrible shape. He doesn't even know what state I'm from. I mean, you said he was supposed to give his ideas on inflation yesterday. What were his ideas? Oh, it's everybody else's fault but his. So we know he can't do it. Let's be honest. We know that Joe Biden cannot fix this economy. All right. Get out of the way. Let somebody else do it. That's what you would do in a business life. I mean, he's confused. He's confused about all these things. There's nothing. Go to rescueamerica.com, my plan. All right. Is there anything in my plan about saying that, you know, some poor family is going to pay another $1,500 a year in taxes? No. Get people back to work. That's how this country was
built.
And
that's where the tax comes from. When people get back to work, they pay the tax.
I've never raised taxes.
You're not asking people to write a check. So that's the clarity.
I mean, but Brian, I cut taxes and fees 100 times. Think about Joe Biden's experience. He's voted for every tax increase. Since he's been in the Senate, the debt of this country went from less than $1 trillion to $30 trillion. His plan is to take it to $45 trillion. He constantly wants to raise taxes. And by the way, the Democrats raised taxes since Biden's been in office on poor families, on the Uber drivers, people like that. These guys want more and more of your money, and they waste your money up here. We've got to balance this budget. We kind of quit wasting money.
So you
makes you mad what's going on in this country.
All right, there you go. And Rick Scott is not wrong. I mean, clearly Joe Biden has the mental capacity of a bowl of cottage cheese. I mean, we've talked about this on the program, and we mean no disrespect to the president. This comes with age. But this is a guy who is currently at the helm of a country in distress. And there are farmers out there who are sounding the alarms. They're getting out there on the national shows, and they're telling the American people, pay attention. We've got a big problem coming down the pike. And trust me, when the food shortages happen, the one place you don't want to be is in any large American city. I'm telling you, it's going to get ugly. Let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Bob in Georgia, WDUN is the great radio station. Bob, what's going on?
Well, I was going to tell you, you know, vegetable seeds right now are going up in price and getting out of sight. So what I've been doing is learning how to grow vegetables from the seeds from tomatoes and squash and cucumbers and all that. And I'm also reading a book on how to live off the grid. So if it does get that bad, I'll know how to sit there and live without, you know, any electricity and stuff.
Bob, I think, again, this is a very prudent thing to do. And we are about to enter a time in American history that none of us have lived through. Maybe great-grandparents lived through this for people our age. But for the most part, those folks have already gone on to glory. And, it's a far different time than when Grandma and Grandpa were growing up with a literal ice in the icebox to keep things cool.
Oh, yeah, and another thing, you're talking about people being done wrong. This guy that works for a big company over in the county next to mine, been there 11 years. Well, this girl got a new pair of boots, and he commented how nice they look, and he went sexting and gave her a thumb up. The boss heard him say that and fired him for sexual harassment.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, Bob, appreciate the call there, and sorry to hear about the boots thing. I don't think you can compliment people on their boots anymore. It's a sad world we live in. I want to go to Nicole. She wants to weigh in on something President Biden said a few days ago about all of us now. We're not MAGA people. Now we're ultra MAGA people. Nicole, on WSIC, what's going on?
Proud deplorable, Todd. And let me tell you something. This guy's going to start a war between people in his own country.
Nicole?
You don't say that to 70 million people. You don't put down 70 million people. I don't know who's doing this. I don't think it's him. I believe there's other people behind him doing this.
this smells like Barack Obama. I mean, on face value.
Oh, my God, like a rat. You got that right. I believe that he, this man, they shove him out there. And you know what? Jill Biden should be ashamed. Get him off there. She's supposed to be a doctor? Yeah, right. This woman should be ashamed shoving her husband, making him look like you're right. When he said that, you know what he said? He said about Scott? He's from Wisconsin. He had no idea even where Scott was from.
It's true. And it's sad, Nicole, but this is the reality. We're dealing with a president who has greatly diminished mental capacity.
Todd, there are people around him. His own wife, she don't see this? And she don't, I mean, my God in heaven, I think Hunter has more sense than the father.
You know what, and Nicole, we got to run for a break here. Thanks for the call. You know what this reminds me of? Going back to, remember early on when Biden was like, oh, I'm going to get in trouble. If I get off the script, I'm going to get in trouble. I wonder if there was somebody like within the Biden family, it would have to be a family member that would rebuke him privately or scold him after he got off the stage, or maybe they have they slap him. I don't know. There was some sort of a punishment if he got off script. But to the point of the whole ultra MAGA nonsense, I want you to hear, this is from Politico. Kathy Barnett is in that big Senate race in Pennsylvania with Dr. Oz. Nobody knew who she was before the debate, and now she is literally neck and neck with Dr. Oz. She's been outspent 358-1, and now the Trump world is turning on Barnett, who, by the way, has been identified as one of those ultra MAGA commentators. So now you've got Trump world turning on their own in Pennsylvania. We'll get into that coming up after the break.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, a driveway basketball hoop, including the base, weighs around 400 pounds. Something you probably do know, there's a windstorm coming. Something you probably don't know, a basketball hoop tipping over can poke a hole in a car roof like a can opener. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
And U.S. farmers are bearing the brunt, facing higher prices for fertilizer, seeds, and diesel fuel.
So you're looking over $550 or $60 just to fill up one time in my tractor.
John Boyd is a fourth-generation soybean and cattle farmer in Virginia. He says his upfront costs have roughly doubled in 1 year.
We weren't able to pay for seeds, so the struggle is real. And the struggle is going to be real for the American people in the coming months as it relates to food.
Krista Swanson, who grows corn and soybeans in Illinois, worries what will happen to those who can't cover the new costs.
Farming is a passion and it's a way of life, but it also is a livelihood. And so, you have to be able to make some money to stay in it.
All right. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. You're hearing from a farmer himself. About the looming food shortages. You're not hearing a lot of other talk radio hosts talking about this, but you need to be aware. You need to be prepared. And clearly, based on our Facebook feed, and if you haven't gone and checked out the Todd Stearns Facebook page, you ought to do that. People are really listing some great ideas on things you need to do to prepare for these looming food shortages. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. A lot of you folks are weighing in on that Pennsylvania Senate race. An overwhelming majority on the Facebook page say Kathy Barnett is the true choice in that Senate race and that President Trump made a mistake by endorsing Dr. Oz. Now, look, I don't care who you endorsed, or who has your endorsement, but if you are pro-abortion, you are not a conservative, and you are certainly not MAGA or ultra-MAGA. And you can go down the list. I mean, if you are anti-Second Amendment, can you really consider yourself to be a conservative? If you support all of these transgender initiatives, does that make you a conservative? I don't think so. And the fact that Kathy Barnett, who just a few days ago very few people knew, now she is neck and neck with Dr. Oz, that tells me something's going on there. So we'll be taking your calls on that, 844-747-8868. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, the great columnist, Liz Peek, joins us. Liz, hope you're doing good today.
Hey, I'm happy to join you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great new column up, weighing in on Biden and the Democrats and Elon Musk, who, by the way, Liz, a lot of people may not realize this. Elon Musk is not a conservative. He actually voted for Barack Obama back in the day.
Yeah, he was very chummy with Barack Obama. I think the best way to peg Elon Musk is that he is sort of a free thinker. People think he's a libertarian. That's probably as close to any sort of party ideology that you can kind of come up with. But Elon Musk basically does what he wants. And I guess the value of being the world's richest man is you can say what you think and really not to worry too much about the consequences.
So now here we are, Elon Musk, who voted for Barack Obama, is now considered to be some sort of a far-right extremist. And as you
Nazi.
Yeah, a Nazi. That's it. Yeah, Nazi. And as you report, the FTC is apparently reviewing his purchase of Twitter.
Yeah, this government, this Biden White House, will stop at absolutely nothing to undermine this deal. The left is enraged, Todd, to think that we might have free speech somewhere available in America, and that one of our social media platforms will actually allow a difference of opinion on its platform. I have never seen a more astonishing rebuking of America's core beliefs that we are witnessing right now. But to the precise point, yes, there's a group that's calling on the FCC and the FTC and any other alphabet agency you can think of to find a way to block this deal. The FTC, of course, would be investigating antitrust implications of the merger or acquisition. And they have pointed to the fact that Elon Musk owns in his SpaceX company a thing called Starlink, which is a satellite information system, which, by the way, he has lent, I think, free of charge to Ukraine, which is allowing that beleaguered country to have some access to the internet, which otherwise it would not have. He owns that in his SpaceX corporation. It has nothing to do with social media, but they're pointing to both of those as sort of internet related operations and saying, oh my gosh, you can't let this deal go through. By the way, these people were nowhere to be seen when Facebook and Google and Apple basically put Parler, an emerging right-wing competitor, out of business by taking away their opportunity to operate on the web and taking them off their app store. So, you know, this is just baloney. But as I say, they are so threatened to think that someone's going to be able to speak out in opposition to all their liberal dogma that they will stop at nothing. And that is literally the case.
And Liz, the concern here should be for the mainstream media. Many of them are starting to wake up and discover that these Biden economic policies are about to crush this nation. And they're speaking out against the Biden administration. Who's to say that one day they won't be silenced by this administration?
Yeah, honestly, for the media in particular, the free press to complain about Elon Musk taking over Twitter because they might allow dissenting opinions, I agree with you 100%. They are supposed to be the champions of free speech, first and foremost. The Washington Post motto is democracy dies in darkness. Well, they're doing their very best to cast a very dark shadow over social media. They want it to stay that way. But the amazing thing to me is, you know, for, I don't know, 2 or 3 or 4 years, a lot of us have complained about policies on Twitter and Facebook that suppress conservative thought in sort of underhanded ways. You know, for example, today I got an email, you know, that sort of automatic email thing that pops up in your Gmail feed saying, would you like to no longer accept these emails. And this was from John James, a Republican, a black American Republican, who's running for national office in Michigan. And I thought, huh, isn't that funny that they would single out that email source, which, you know, is not prolific. I don't get 100 things from John James every month. But why would they single out that? And I thought, well, just another example. But anyway, on Twitter, you know, many of us have complained about the fact that we are shadow banned or whatever. And now, with Elon Musk not even having yet taken over the company, clearly they're tweaking the algorithms or the rules or the whatever formulas. And all of a sudden, all kinds of people are getting tens of thousands of new followers overnight. And people on the left are losing followers. How obvious is that? And how incredibly justifying of what Elon Musk wants to do.
It's amazing. I've noticed that even on my own feed, we've added about 2,500, 3,000 new followers just over the past week or so, after losing upwards of, I think, 70,000 all total during the previous regime. Liz, I want to ask you where all of this is going. You know, I own a talk radio station. And I'm always concerned about the fairness doctrine. The Democrats want to reinstitute that. And I'm wondering if this is where all of that is eventually going to go, to silence conservatives on the radio.
Yeah, well, it's a good question, because radio is one of the few areas where they really don't have a stranglehold on information. There are a lot of conservative radio stations out there that are very powerful, just like yours, and thank heavens for that. They will try to do that. Look, all of these things come down to, or all these issues can be resolved if Republicans take back control of Congress. Then they're not going to be able to pass any of this stuff. And I don't think that's the kind of thing that the president can do via executive order. But, you know, you just have to be vigilant. It's like playing whack-a-mole, isn't it? I mean, just the minute you sort of turn your attention from one issue to the next, all of a sudden something heinous is going on and they just don't even know about it. I mean, really, I feel like conservatives, and it's not even conservatives, moderate Republicans are embattled today. They have to fend off these challenges and, you know, attempts to block their access to information all the time. Of course, the most heinous thing recently that Musk has done, according to his critics, is he said he would let Donald Trump back on Twitter. I mean, it is pretty astonishing, if you think about it, that the president of the United States is banned from Twitter while the head of Iran, the Ayatollah in Iran, is perfectly welcome there, as someone who calls repeatedly for the destruction of Israel, among other kind of inflammatory suggestions. So, you know, it's all kind of slightly crazy, and honestly, I just don't know how sort of the left can get away with this, but they're certainly going to try.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Liz, we're going to leave it there. Always good hearing from you. And folks, we got a link to Liz's column over on our live show blog. Thanks now.
Thank you so much. Take care.
All right. The great Liz Peek. She speaks a lot of truth. By the way, President Trump releasing a statement just mere moments ago. The president sending a message to all of you people in Georgia. Today, the worst election integrity governor in the country, Brian Kemp, loaded the great state of Georgia up with rhinos. That's right. He had them all. Chris Christie, Doug Ducey from Arizona, Pete Ricketts from Nebraska. That tells you all you need to know about what you are getting in Georgia. Just a continuation of bad elections and a real rhino if you vote for Brian Kemp. Now, I want to have a heart-to-heart question and conversation with our great Georgia listeners. Do you believe that Brian Kemp is, in fact, a rhino? Yes or no? I mean, are you following the president's thinking on Brian Kemp? Because the polling data suggests that an overwhelming number of Republicans in Georgia are supporting Brian Kemp. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. And I'm curious who you're voting for in that Georgia race, and also in Pennsylvania, where, again, the conservatives, the MAGA crowd, seems to be embracing Kathy Barnett and not Dr. Oz, who got roundly booed, by the way, when President Trump did that rainy rally last week in Pennsylvania. It may be that the president's picks go down in flames in Georgia and Pennsylvania But last night, the president, he lost his first endorsement race in Nebraska. And the media is trying to destroy there. Oh, this is it for Trump. He's done. He's finished. The guy's 57-1. What do you? Those are pretty good numbers right there. So yeah, he's probably going to lose a few here and there. I don't think that says anything about President Trump. I mean, you may feel otherwise, but I don't see where this is some sort of an indictment on Donald Trump. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Have you made the switch to Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier? They share our beliefs. They support organizations that we care about. And they made it super easy to switch over. By the way, Patriot Mobile, they've got broad nationwide coverage. They use the same towers the other carriers use, and they have plans to fit any budget. It doesn't matter how big, how small. And if you're a veteran or a first responder, man, they're going to hook you up with some great discounts. So here's what I want you to do. Go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Give them a call if you want to do that, 972-PATRIOT. You'll be speaking to a red-blooded American. That's 972-PATRIOT. Now, if you give them my promo code, Todd, you're going to get a special discount and free premier activation. Got to use my promo code, Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. We'll be right back, America.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know? The average oak tree branch can hold 70 pounds. Something you probably do know? Your neighbor is building their kid a treehouse. Something you probably don't know? A falling treehouse would take out your whole fence. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. We've got a column up, and I hope you check it out over at toddstarnes.com. Now, I'm a big Law and Order guy. I love that TV series. I've been watching it since before Grace Baker was even thought of. One of the ongoing issues is when you've arrested a member of the mafia and you have these eyewitnesses, and then the eyewitnesses either get suicided or they get disappeared or they're threatened and they don't show up and testify in court, and then the mafia guy gets out of jail, right? We've all seen the movies and the TV shows. That's exactly what Joe Biden is doing with this pro-abortion mob. He's literally trying to intimidate the Supreme Court justices, which is why they've been showing up on the front lawns of the houses of the Chief Justice and Sam Alito and Brett Kavanaugh. And by the way, the White House says, hey, nothing wrong with that. We're going to keep encouraging the protesters to go out there, but they have to be peaceful protesters. Yeah, well, there's a problem with that, because it turns out that even peaceful protesting at the home of a judge is against federal law. Go ahead and write this down. So if you're having a conversation at the diner, then you'll be able to have this info handy. Title 18, Section 1507 of the U.S. Federal Code. Again, Title 18, Section 1507 of the U.S. Code. And it says specifically that it is unlawful to protest near a residence occupied or used by a judge, juror, witness, or court officer with the intent of influencing the discharge of his duty. So my question is, why haven't they arrested Jen Psaki? She is encouraging people to break federal law. She is helping to lead a judicial insurrection, and she needs to be held accountable. I'm just asking the questions here. 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones here. Marie in Georgia, WDUN, wants to weigh in on that Georgia race. All right, Marie, go for it.
Hey, Todd. So I was just calling because I work in a public place, and I've talked to a lot of people about it, and some people undecided, but one of the things that I keep hearing from people is, too, about the, you know, people felt like that the stolen election and that things haven't been straightened out about the voting, you know, like putting the boxes out and all that. So a lot of people are saying, they're still saying they're not going to vote. One man told me the other day that he felt like David Perdue was just all about, he knew some people that knew him, that he was about himself and about money. And Brian Kemp, you know, because when I was at that rally too, when Trump was here last, and he really was blasting him. So I don't know, you know, I mean, I'm trying to decide myself what to do. My sister went to school with Brian Kemp and his wife, and, you know, they seem like good people, just don't really know what's behind all the battle between him and Trump.
Well, it needed to get resolved pretty quickly, Marie, because there is a great risk of Stacey Abrams becoming the next governor if the Republicans go into the general election divided. And we just can't have that happen. So whoever ends up winning that primary battle, we've got to get all hands on deck to get that person elected. And, you know, as far as the voting issues go, you know, I saw 2,000 Mules, and folks, if you have not seen 2,000 Mules, you need to watch this film because it lays it all out there. It lays it all out there, and Dinesh D'Souza has done a great service to the country, but also he has helped us understand that this is an issue that has to be addressed immediately. It has to be. All right, Marie, thank you for the call. We are coming up on the news break. Folks, we've got a couple of lines open here, and I am curious if you saw 2,000 Mules. Did it change your opinion about what happened in 2020 and that presidential election? All right, coming up the next hour, our good friend Congressman Ralph Norman from South Carolina is going to drop by. Also, Senator Marsha Blackburn is going to be here as well, plus your calls. A lot going into this last hour. 844-747-8868. That's the toll-free telephone number. The website. Go and read my column about Jen Psaki and decide for yourself. Sounds to me like she ought to be in handcuffs right now.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
I'm such a screw-up.
What? House? Why would you talk like that?
How are you even with a house without a walk-in closet?
Stop. You have more than enough storage.
Oh, yeah. And the unfinished basement. Gross.
We'll finish it eventually. Together.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. This is hour three of the big show. Good to have you with us today. By the way, some exciting news for you folks in North Carolina. And all I can tell you right now is Greensboro, North Carolina. You better get ready because the Todd Starnes radio program is coming to your airwaves, and we'll tell you more about that in just a little while. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. By the way, you can now watch the program live on our website, toddstearns.com. Just look at the live button and then click on the Todd Starnes Show, and there we are. So we look forward to seeing you on our brand new video feed on toddstearns.com. People say, Todd, why have you done that? Why did you do that? Well, the answer is very simple. Because we're tired of the cancel culture mob, and the one place they cannot cancel us is on our website, toddstearns.com. So we control everything that happens on that website. And so we'd love for you to migrate over there and watch the show live over at toddstearns.com. All right, want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always an honor to have with us from the great state of South Carolina, Congressman Ralph Norman. Congressman, hope you're doing well today.
Doing fine, Todd. Glad to be with you.
You know, Congressman, we've been talking briefly in the last hour about Jen Psaki encouraging these protests. I want to play some audio. This is the White House press secretary talking about those protests outside the homes of the Supreme Court justices.
So I know that there's an outrage right now, I guess, about protests that have been peaceful to date. And we certainly continue to encourage that outside of judges' homes. And that's the president's position.
Congressman, it doesn't matter if they're peaceful or not. Those protests are illegal under U.S. code. So why isn't she or someone else from the administration in jail for encouraging lawlessness?
Well, the intent of it is to unpersuade the decision that apparently has been made by Justice Alito. No, it's against the law and they should be arrested. Nothing surprises me, though, Todd. It's the same position they took when the 570 riots that took place that destroyed cities all over our country. It would be laughable if it wasn't so serious, the fact that the media, mass media, continues to say this is peaceful protest. How is it peaceful to throw a Molotov cocktail into a group in Wisconsin? How is it peaceful for the graffiti to say if abortions aren't safe, then you aren't either? I mean, and they've gotten their way in their minds by promoting violence, and this administration has been the ringleader of it. And Jen Psaki is just repeating what she's been told to say, which is sad to say the least.
Do you think that she should face repercussions? I mean, you're right. Somebody probably told her to say that, but she's the one telling them to go out there and break federal law.
Well, you know, where she's getting it are elected officials. I assume whoever the cabal that's telling Biden what to say, but ultimately the buck stops with him. And he ought to decry it. He ought to tell the protesters who are going in front of the Supreme Court justices their homes. I mean, the Supreme Court now has fences around it, Todd. This is not what America was built on. Violence doesn't work. And I hope that all of us, I know our office is, we're speaking out in favor of doing away with Roe v. Wade. We're in favor of what the justices, if it ultimately comes to the fact that they strike down Roe v. Wade, that's a good thing for this country. Killing a child is not right, never has been, and it should not have been on the books since 1973 anyway, on the court books.
Congressman, I'm curious what you are hearing back in your district. Farmers now going on mainstream media and warning people that food shortages are coming, and you better take this seriously as a nation. What are you hearing in your district?
Well, I mean, people just to face what this country's faced with COVID, with the food shortages, with supply chain issues, with the anomaly of 23 plant processing buildings being either blown up, fire set, or something that is affecting every supply chain as far as food goes, it's disturbing. I mean, look what fertilizer costs tonight. They're all upset. And you combine it with inflation at every level, gas prices to get the produce to and from the from the farms to the markets is out of control. This administration has been a disaster from day one. It wasn't like this under President Trump, and for Biden to continue to blame others is ludicrous and shows a disconnect.
Do you believe, as Senator Rick Scott suggested, that the president should resign, if nothing else, because of the out of control inflation?
Well, the problem, yeah, I mean, he should resign because he's incompetent. He's not coherent. Try listening to him at a, you know, any type press conference, which he doesn't give now because he can't even read a teleprompter. Impeachment has been offered, but look who you get with Kamala Harris, which is a total insult to the American people. So, you know, we just have to take it step by step. You know, at least if he's not going to resign, which he's not, from all indications, take a cognitive test like President Trump did to show the results. And maybe Dr. Jill, his wife, will agree with him that it's time to go and let somebody else take it. Although with Kamala Harris, that's another disaster in the wings if and when that happens.
By the way, Congressman Chip Roy, and we've got some audio I want you to hear, Congressman. He was fired up over this vote yesterday, $40 billion aid package allegedly to Ukraine. Nobody had a chance to read it. Let's listen to your colleague.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. The gentleman from Maryland talked about protecting this institution or talked about this institution, but we got a $40 billion bill at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I haven't had a chance to review the bill. My staff is poring over the pages trying to see what's in it. You want to talk about the institution? You want to talk about standing up alongside Ukraine? Why don't we actually have a debate on the floor of the People's House instead of the garbage of getting a $40 billion bill at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, not paid for, without having any idea what's really in it, with a massive slush fund that goes to the State Department, $13 billion, $8 billion for the Economic Support Fund, $110 million for embassy security. We've got $40 billion that is unpaid for, and you want to sit here and lecture this body about what we're going to do or not do about standing alongside Ukraine? Why don't we talk about the American people who are hurting, the wide open borders, the inflation that's killing people, the jobs that people can't get because of the cost of goods and services in this country? Sitting here and being lectured to when I don't even have time to look at a $40 billion unpaid bill. I make a motion to adjourn.
Is he wrong, Congressman?
Chip Roy is exactly right. The fever that he had, and I was there when he made that talk. I mean, it's an insult to the American people, Todd. I mean, we flew on flying day. We get proposed with a $40 billion price tag to a country when we can't even protect our own country. Where's the money, as Chip said, to build our wall, which is already paid for? Where's the money to combat the drugs that are coming into this country? Where's the money to keep America first? And this president is doing everything he can to undermine America. When you're bankrupt, you can't do a whole lot. There are no offsets anywhere. It didn't go through regular order. It didn't go through any committees. And to only have 57 Republicans vote against it is shocking, to say the least, Todd. It's so discouraging to see that. But the good news is I think the American people see it. And I think while they have sympathy for Ukraine, you don't put this kind of money out when this country that's been such a great country to so many people. When America gets put on the back burner, it's time for a change.
All right. We're going to have to leave it there, Congressman. Always appreciate your good words. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you, Tom.
All right. Congressman Ralph Norman from South Carolina. I want to go to the phones here. Murph from Germantown, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM, wants to raise a very interesting point about where we are in the country right now. Murph, thanks for holding on. What's going on?
How are you, Dr. Starnes? Thanks for taking my call. We need to reaffirm or readjust our description of what's going on here today. The duly elected president is nothing more than the tip of the spear of the Democratic Party philosophy. And it gets a little frustrating. I don't care for them any more than you do. But to have the office blamed for everything when that's not true. It's the Democratic Party, Democratic-controlled House and Senate, and the idea of Democratic politics. And if you go back into history, if you go all the way back to 1940, or you all the way back to 1914, you have Democratic presidents, you have some kind of armed conflict, and then economic slowdown. Then you put a Republican in, and you have the Roaring Twenties. Then you kick a Republican out of the White House, and you put a Democratic in, and you have the Great Depression, and a few years later, you have the Second World War. Then you reelect a Democrat. We have a slowdown in the late 40s, early 50s, and we have the Korean conflict. Then we elect Dwight David Eisenhower, and we have 8 years of peace and prosperity. Then we put, Kennedy didn't get a shot at it, but then we put LBJ in. We have economic slowdown and the Vietnam conflict. Then we put in Nixon. We have relative peace and prosperity. And then President Reagan comes along, and buddy, the United States of America took off like crazy.
It did.
And if you just round history, and this situation in Georgia, I don't live there, don't have friends there, but people have to understand that a governor is a chief executive, and he cannot please everyone. Things in Atlanta might be different from Valdosta, and things in Valdosta are probably different from the Gulf Coast. But what you want to find is some kind of happy medium, and then find Republican concepts and ideas where he draws the line. And this gentleman from Maryland that was on you just had, this is an abomination to the American voter, our kids, our grandkids. You know, Ukraine, to be honest with you, if you look at history, is a European problem. Now, can we assist in some way, shape, or form? Humanitarianly, yes. From a Judeo-Christian standpoint, yes. But the Europeans need to deal with this when they didn't deal with Der Führer, and they didn't deal with Stalin, and they didn't deal with the communist takeover of Eastern Europe. They sat on their duffs and just watched. So...
And Murph, the problem here, and Murph, the problem is, again, we're fighting the war for the Europeans once again. And I thought we learned our lessons out of World War One, World War Two. You know what? If you want to fight, you fight, and we're happy to support you. But we're not going to fight while you can sit back in your lazy boy recliner or whatever they sit in France and drink their lattes and eat their French fries.
Yes, sir. Not that land is not worth one American life.
No, sir, it is not. Murph.
You have to admire the Ukrainians for putting up such a fight. But this guy, this is pure Russian imperialism is all it is.
Well, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Murph, got to run. We are late for a break. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
So, yeah, I used the savings from switching to Progressive 50 years ago to finally buy my dream car. It's a self-driving flying car, but we just say self-flying now. You know, because it's the future, and cars fly in the future.
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
All right, folks, MyPillow.com/Starnes. We've got a brand new sale just for you, thanks to our good buddy Mike Lindell. Man, and Mike is the true hero in this Stop the Steal movement. He's been the guy out there from day one taking a stand, and he's been paying a price. But Mike loves our audience. We have our own special page over at MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com/Starnes. It's a buy one, get one free special all this month. So if you want to buy the MyPillow bed sheets, he's going to send you another set of sheets free. The Giza pillows, guess what? He's going to hook you up with a free one of those as well. The MyPillow towel sets, buy one, get one free. And get this, Mike's also going to throw in a free copy of his memoir. It's an incredibly moving testimony of how God took a drug addict, cleaned him up, and turned him into a multimillionaire with one of the most incredible companies, MyPillow.com/Starnes. All right, let's get to the phones. Wow, full lines. Frank in Gainesville, Georgia, WDUN. Frank, I understand you want to weigh in on 2,000 mules and also the Kemp-Purdue fight.
Right. Thanks, Todd. I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I watched 2,000 Mules, and I just think it's so evident that things were illegal. And I think the problem is that neither Kemp nor the Secretary of State nor the Attorney General is going to do anything with it. They're sitting on it. So that's something we could pressure our officials to do and vote for the right folks coming up. Anyway, I think that David Perdue is going to win in a landslide in his primary for the simple reason that John Solomon, I think the best investigative reporter in the United States, is investigating the Rivian automobile plant situation. I heard him yesterday on the John Frederick show, and he thinks it's just loaded with corruption, and Kemp is involved in it. So I think once that news gets out, I think Mr. Kemp is going to go down in defeat, go down in flames. So that's my opinion.
Well, Frank,
and I think that Mr. Perdue can beat Ms. Abrams very handily.
Well, I'm hoping that whoever the Republican nominee is will be able to do that, Frank. And I appreciate that telephone call. I want to go to Diane in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Diane, I understand you are supporting Brian Kemp.
Yes, sir, I will be.
Why is that? You know, you just heard Frank on. He said there's some sort of a looming scandal involving an automotive plant. All the polling data we have seen, all of it, shows Kemp with double-digit leads over Perdue.
Yes, sir. There's all kind of conspiracy theories that go around all the time. But as a Georgian, I can tell you that Brian Kemp did this state so well during COVID. He got us back up and running when other states were closed down. Within a couple of months, the self-employed were back to their jobs. We were able to keep jobs. We were able to get to stores. We were able to go out to eat. We were basically like Florida, is that we got not as much coverage. And I just think he did a fantastic job. And I understand he has faults. I think anybody does. But I know that during that time when we needed a leader, Brian Kemp was there for us.
Now, does this diminish your support of President Trump one way or the other?
I voted for President Trump both times, and I'm proud to say that I did. I think on this issue, President Trump doesn't live in Georgia and understand all the things that happened during the time that we needed a strong governor. But, no, I'm still a Trump supporter. I do love him. I'm not sure that he should run again, but I'm proud to say that I voted for him the last two times.
All right, Diane, that music means we've got to scoot out of here, and a good note to do that on. Thank you for the call. Have a couple of lines open here, folks. 844-747-8868. Senator Marsha Blackburn coming up as well. And don't forget, you can watch our show live, the TV feed, on ToddStearns.com. We'll be right back.
When you bundle your renters and auto insurance with Progressive, you could save money, but it doesn't cover any terrible memories living rent-free in your head.
You remember that time you were singing in the shower, and then you heard a knock on the wall, and then you realized that your bathroom shared a wall with your neighbor's bedroom, and all you could do was stand there silently, thinking about all the other things they may have heard in the 4 years you've lived there? Yeah, good times.
Sorry, we can't save you from that memory, but we could save you money bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers. Renters insurance and bundled discount not available in all states or situations.
All right, hello, people. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Senator Marsha Blackburn coming up in just a few moments. By the way, the new White House Press Secretary, Corinne Jean-Pierre, not a big fan of Fox News. I want you to hear what she had to say about Fox News Channel.
News was racist before coronavirus. They are racist during the coronavirus. Fox News will be racist after the coronavirus. So there is nothing new here. I think the difference is they have been, they are all in on being state TV for Donald Trump. Right. And so they will continue to give them misinformation. The danger is, so yes, you have Asian Americans right now whose lives are seriously in danger. And you have their own viewers who can now, the ones who are 60 and older who are watching, this is a health crisis that we're in. This is a global pandemic, as the WHO have said, and they're putting their lives in danger. And so that is where we are right now, is the danger that Fox News is now, what they're putting out there is going to hurt people and not help them.
All right, that's Corinne Jean-Pierre, her own words, saying that Fox News Channel over and over and over and over and over and over and over, and over again is racist. So at what point is she going to get up in front of the cameras and acknowledge, A, she made a mistake, or B, she still holds to those values? And it can't be one of those, well, I was just, you know, speaking out my wazoo on national television. No, 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 you don't get to do that. You don't get to call Fox News Channel racist, the number one cable news channel in all of America, and then take a job behind the White House podium and represent this administration. You don't get to do that. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. Let's go to the phones. Mike in Maine, WLOB, our great station there. Mike, what's going on?
I'm not surprised by that. Psaki called her partner in truth. What did that tell you?
Oh, Little Red Lionhood. Yeah, I hear you.
Listen, my question is, you might want to ask Marshall when she comes on, what was the guarantee to the American people that this $40 billion, some of it won't be rechanneled to the Biden crime family or the Clinton Global Initiative, which just decided to reopen a little bit ago?
Here's what gets me, Mike, and I've been pretty upfront about this on the program. I'm happy to provide Ukrainians with whatever they need to fight the Russians. But good Lord, I mean, what are we talking about? $1 trillion, $2 trillion, $3 trillion? Where do you draw the line?
Well, and where does the money go? You listen to Chip Roy. They brought it up at 3 p.m. Another bill they haven't read. They have no clue where this money's going to. None. The American people should be outraged over this.
Look, I wish that every taxpayer, every voter would channel the outrage that Congressman Chip Roy had, because we've got to stop this. We've just got to stop it. And this is Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell. This is their leadership. This is happening.
Yeah, sure is.
All right, Mike, good call, good thoughts. Thanks for listening. Let's go to Jim in Statesville, North Carolina, WSIC, our great affiliate. By the way, celebrating 75 years of broadcast excellence. Hey, Jim, what's up?
Yes, I was just concerned the Democrats hacked into the server at the White House, and more than likely the leak come from the Supreme Court from a hack job. And I am sure that they changed the votes in all the computers. If they could get in the server in the White House, why couldn't they get in the server in all these voting booths and change those votes?
Jim, I would just encourage everyone listening to my voice to get to their computer and download this movie, the documentary, Dinesh D'Souza's 2,000 Mules. Dinesh does a brilliant job of laying it all out there, and it's not, oh, this is a grainy photo of somebody possibly doing something. He's got the goods on all these people. My issue is, why haven't the Republicans stepped in and demanded action on these things?
They never do. They just take a hit and lay down and go on.
That's it. And you're right. That's what they do all the time. All the time. Jim, gotta run. Thank you for that call. This story from the Delaware News Journal. A college women's lacrosse team felt traumatized after its charter bus was stopped by police while traveling through Georgia. Were they traumatized because they're on the lacrosse team, or were they traumatized because they got pulled over? The story is, the lead sentence is not quite clear, but the incident has left the school's president incensed. The Delaware State University women's lacrosse team was traveling on I-95 in Liberty County, Georgia. And it turns out that Delaware State is a historically black school. And the bus driver, when he was pulled over, he was told that he was improperly traveling in the left lane. And so then the police officers wanted to search the bus. Now, here's where it gets interesting. It turns out the police officers had no idea that this was a black, predominantly black lacrosse team until it was pulled over because of the tint of the vehicles. As a matter of fact, according to the sheriff, the deputies were not aware the school was historically black. They weren't aware of the race of the occupants due to the height of the vehicle and the tint of the windows. So now the police officers are being accused of racial profiling. And the law enforcement photos were taken. It shows the white police officers, and they were investigating a lot of the luggage and stuff under the bus. So now the university president's very upset and is demanding action. Quote, we have also reached out to Georgia law enforcement and are exploring options for recourse. Well, maybe the bus driver shouldn't be on the wrong side of the road. Maybe the bus driver should be obeying the laws of the road. Or maybe they're exempt. I mean, is Delaware State University exempt from following the rules? So people are very upset about this now. How dare they pull over a black lacrosse team? That is basically the anger here. They're very upset about this. How dare they? The governor of Delaware released a statement calling the video upsetting, concerning, and disappointing. You know what's upsetting, concerning, and disappointing is the driver of the lacrosse team bus did not follow the rules that every other person in Georgia has to follow on the interstate. But that doesn't matter anymore because, as we now know, Delaware State University, because they are historically black, they don't have to follow the laws that everybody else has to follow. That apparently is the lesson here. Or maybe the lesson is white police officers are not allowed to pull over anyone other than white people. I don't know. It's nuts. It's completely nuts. There's no evidence that these officers were out there just driving around looking for a black lacrosse team to pull over and give a ticket to. But this is where we are in America. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us. Senator Marshall Blackburn is doing a terrific job warning moms and dads about your kids and big tech. And the big issue here, the big challenge is don't let your kids get schooled by big tech. She's got a new statement out, a new column out, and we've got a link to this over on our live show blog. But as the senator points out, summer break, you know what happens? Kids are at home. They got a lot of time on their hands, and they've got a lot of opportunities to do things they normally would not be doing. And moms and dads, we know you're at work or maybe you're out shopping, and you never know when the kids are going to get on the internet, and that is a dangerous thing. Beyond that, big tech is clearly an enemy of families in America. And that is a problem. And Senator Marsha Blackburn, she is the ranking member of the Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Subcommittee. And she's got questions on why big tech refuses to crack down on these predators that are lurking online. Well, look, we're going to get to the senator in just a moment. I want to go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Carol in Georgia wants to weigh in on that lacrosse bus. All right, Carol, what's going on?
Well, I wanted to tell you what I saw in the Atlanta news this morning about that. The policemen did get on the bus and with their dog, found absolutely nothing. But the part that incensed me so was they opened those ladies' luggage and had the dog sniff through everything, and there was nothing found, absolutely nothing. And why he got stopped, I don't know. Who knows? But the part that I think was just insidious is that they went through their luggage piece by piece.
Well, I think, Carol, I don't know the protocols and procedures of the Liberty County Sheriff's Department, but if in fact they are pulling over a vehicle, they do have the right to inspect. Whether or not they should have done it, I don't know.
Well, the dogs were not finding any, they weren't encouraging the sheriff's deputies at all. And why did they have a dog with them? Do they normally carry a dog?
Well, the I-95 corridor is traditionally a drug corridor. I mean, that is not surprising they would have a dog there. To your point, I mean, if you're going through, I mean, if we're talking about a traffic violation, I would like to know how a traffic violation results in opening up all the luggage and sniffing around in all of the, you know, having the dog sniff around in all the luggage. That's a fair question.
Okay. Well, that's the report and the film that was on the Atlanta News this morning. And I guess it was taken from CBS or somewhere. I don't know who it was.
Carol, here's my thing. And you can have that. That is a fair debate. But the idea that you just had a bunch of white police officers driving around looking to pull over a black lacrosse team, yeah, I'm not buying that argument. I don't see a racial component to this story.
There were tinted windows, a tall bus. Maybe they did. I don't know. Maybe they had seen them for a potty break somewhere. I'm making that up. I don't know.
Yeah. So we'll get to the bottom of it, but man almighty, it's just, you know, what do you do if you're a police officer? I mean, let's say you pull over the bus and you get on, and it's like, oh, I'm a white cop. This is a black lacrosse team. Have a nice day. You know, I mean,
that's exactly the way it should have been.
Oh, really? So you think that's the way it should have been?
Well, they didn't find anything.
Well, but what I'm saying is, as soon as they pulled the bus over, even if they had committed a crime, it doesn't matter because they're going to make it a racial issue.
Well, yeah. I guess.
Yeah, it's terrible. I mean, look, I'm with you, and again, that is a fair discussion that can be had whether the police went too far. But something is afoot there in Liberty County, Georgia. Carol, God bless you, and thanks for listening to us.
Thank you for talking with me.
Happy to do it. You call us back sometime, Carol. I like Carol. By the way, we're being told that Marsha Blackburn is in a meeting that ran long. Probably, I wouldn't be some Democrat. You know how long-winded those folks are. Gas bags. Jeez a loop. All right, so we'll try to get the senator back on some other time. Let's go to Rich in Georgia, wants to weigh in on the Kemp election. All right, Rich, what's going on?
Hey, Todd. W.D. Lynn represented again here. The sentiment around here is Kemp did a good job with COVID and getting us back to work and with the economy. His shortfall is, in fact, what we spoke about earlier, the election, right? So he totally ignored our pleas and calls and everything we knew something was wrong. We just knew it. And, Purdue doesn't really have much of a record, but you should have seen these two go at it in their debate. I have never seen a very argumentative type of a debate that they had on TV. It was, I thought the gloves were going to come off for a minute. But
Rich, do you think Republicans are going to get behind whoever the nominee is?
I really do. Let me tell you, the big thing is nobody wants Stacey Abrams to win, right? So, you know, Purdue said he'd get behind Kemp. Kemp said he would support Purdue. We're all going to come together, but I do think this issue of the election and all that's going on, we just want the truth to come out and people be held accountable. That's really all we're looking for. But I think Kemp would be a better person to go up against Stacey Abrams and win that for the Republicans.
At least he's won a statewide office. That's what concerns me about Purdue is that he did not, you know, and again, you can just debate election fraud and whatever. The reality is Kemp won, Purdue did not.
That's right. Thank you.
All right. Rich, appreciate that call. Thank you, sir. Man, it's like WDUN. You guys are all over the place today. And KYKN, too. And so is WHKP, Hendersonville, North Carolina. Judy wants to talk about 2,000 Mules. So you saw the film, Judy?
I did.
What were your thoughts there? Were you surprised by anything?
No, I probably was more surprised by how they did it, but I know that they did something wrong. So I don't know how you could have seen that 2,000 mules and not believed what you saw. That just, I was confirmed. That just confirmed in my mind that I was right all along. Something had happened.
The question is, what are the Republicans going to do about it? I mean, that's ultimately the issue at hand.
I agree, but I don't know what they're going to do, but they darn well ought to get up and have some uprising. That's what I think.
Yeah, what do you think is going to happen? You see how bad the country is. It's a dumpster fire out there. What do you think is going to happen come November and they don't address this election fraud nonsense and then the Democrats somehow sweep Congress and win all the seats? What do you think is going to happen then?
I think then there will be a rebellion.
I do too.
I think you're going to see Tea Party in the ocean again. It won't be the wet ocean. It'll be Washington, D.C. ocean.
Yeah, I mean, and that's ultimately what we could be facing here. I mean, it's a real possibility, which is why every single Republican, breathing, alive Republican, needs to get out and vote on Election Day to make it next to impossible for these Democrats to steal this race. But I'm with you, Judy. If the Democrats are able to maintain both houses, both Congress, the House and the Senate, I don't think the average American, the average gun-toting, Bible-clinging patriot in America is going to stand for that.
No. And I went to the voting polls this morning to go vote early, and I have to tell you, there's a lot of Republicans out there.
Good. And we need more of them.
Yeah.
All right. Judy, got to run. We're running late, and the show is wrapping up for the day. Thank you for calling in. Folks, it's, wow, a lot going on today. Great to be back in the saddle. We're going to do this all over again tomorrow, so be sure to check out toddstearns.com. That's toddstearns.com for all of our stories, videos, you name it. And don't forget, tell your friends, you'll be able to watch the Todd Stearns radio program on our website as we continue to migrate everything there. That's the only way we can fight back against this cancel culture mob. All right, folks, get out there. Be good, America.
The General Insurance presents Shower Ballads by Shaq.
And I'm gonna keep on loving you,
'cause it's the only thing I wanna do.
Turns out, everyone does sound better in the shower. And it turns out, The General is a quality insurance company that's been saving people money for nearly 60 years.
I just wanna keep on loving you.
For a great low rate and nearly 60 years of quality coverage, make the right call and go with The General.
The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc. Insurance Agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.